AirCheckDownloads.com.
Hi there, this is David Jensen on BRMB 96.4. You can hear the network chart Sunday at 5 right here on the Big FM. It's the UK's most accurate music survey with all the new entries, the high risers, and the network number one. So join me Sunday at 5 for the network chart, brought to you with Nescafe here on BRMB.
Hit after hit. BRMB.
While the other stations are playing at being disc jockeys, BRMB is playing the hits. Echo on the Body One from the Cutter to celebrate the birthday of Will Sargent, the one-time member of the one-time group Echo on the Body One. He's 31 this week. And this week, 1962, Stuart Sutcliffe, a former member of the Beatles, as you remember, died in Germany from cerebral paralysis due to a brain hemorrhage. He was the Beatle who used to stand with his back towards the audience, apparently. Basically because he was quite a bad bass player and he didn't want anybody to see his fingers moving. That's what I'm led to believe, anyway. You thought this hour was good? Wait until you hear the second hour. This is the week that was. As we count down the birthday boys and girls, the anniversaries and special events from this week in history on BRMB 96.4 FM. The 1 o'clock news. Here's William Roncombe.
A Tory MP is hit out at the White House.
That's it for now. More news at 2.
You spent a bit of time making up your mind then, William.
I did, didn't I? Yes.
You're a cat lover, obviously.
Oh, obviously, yes.
Cheers. See you next hour.
Okay. Ian Hardy. B-R-M-B. The Big
This is the week that was with BRMB.
Exactly 6 years ago that the Pretenders bass player Pete Farndon died of a drugs overdose. He was just 30 years old at the time. Good afternoon from Birmingham's best. This is BRMB. Pretenders and Talk of the Town. So at the end, I'm never quite sure with that record. The symbol of the punk revolution was invented this week, 1849. Yes, Walter Hunt invented the safety pin in New York 140 years ago. And the punk was all supposed to be about revolution. And Levi frontman and Ian Hardy lookalike Nick Kamen is 27 this week.
Each time, I know you're hurting.
So Nick Kamen establishing himself as a music legend with that. Each time, each time you break my heart. Happy birthday to him. The first bananas were sold this week, 1633, in a shop owned by Thomas Johnson in Snow Hill, London. Can you imagine them going along the street going, "Girl, look at that, mate. What's that then?" Travel news now at BRMB. This with Autoglass on 0800 36 3636. The Warwick Road remains closed in Acox Green near the Station Road. The usual roadworks on the M5 and M6 are not expected to cause too many problems. Traffic is expected, though, to be heavy around Junction 6 of the M6 today, and especially over the next couple of hours because of the Villa Park semi-final, of course. RMB at 1:11.
Coffee.
This Saturday evening at 6.
RMB weather.
Ahead of cold cut, here it comes. The afternoon and early evening will stay dry and bright with sunny periods. Temperatures rising to 13 and 55. Cloud will increase during the evening, bringing some rain overnight. Lower temperatures 5 and 41 by dawn. Yeah, look, cloudy with occasional rain.
BRMB Weather, in association with Thomas Dartin, your Austin Rover distributor.
You can trust Thomas Dartin.
We're all you need to know for Austin Rover in Birmingham.
BRMB, the power FM. People hold on.
Polka and Lisa Stansfield with People Hold On, currently at number 18 on the network chart. Find out with David Jensen tomorrow at 5 on BRMB whether that's gone up or down. Well, this show appears in written form in the following newspapers. Go and get these now if you've had them delivered to your door or bought them. Sutton Coalfield Observer, you'll need that. The Solihull Times, south of the city. Around the city centre, King's Heath, Moseley and Yardley, you'll need your copy of The Dispatch. And we welcome up north readers of the Lichfield Mercury and the Burntwood Mercury for the first time this week. They're going to be with us every week from now on This Is The Week That Was. Okay, so the Sutton Coalfield Observer, the Solihull Times, the Dispatch Series, the Lichfield Mercury and the Burntwood Mercury. The answers to the 24-hour quiz are coming next.
Ian Hardy is the hit guarantee.
Birthdays this week, actor Omar Sharif is 57, Gloria Hannaford is 49, Ricky Valance would have been 49. He was the one who recorded Tell Laura I Love Her. Nothing to do with Donna, that was Richie Valance. And Montserrat Caballé, the opera singer from Barcelona, is 56. Remember this from her and Freddie Mercury a couple of years ago?
Barcelona!
Oh, wow. What a song. And what a video as well. Did you see that on TV? Freddie Mercury and Montserrat Caballé from Barcelona. It was called Barcelona. Actually, I've got a little story to tell you here. I was actually there at Pinewood Studios, the only person from a radio station to be allowed on the set of that video. And Montserrat Caballé, I don't know whether you've ever seen her, but she's quite a large lady, a little bit dumpy, to say the least, and she fell through the stage early on. And I'm not... Don't tell anybody I said that, because I'm not supposed to say it. Here come the answers to the 24-hour quiz. Number one was 1975. That's the answer you were looking for. Number two, Egypt. Number three, 1890. That's 1890. Number four, 1961. And number five, 1978. Okay, that's the answer to the 24-hour quiz. There'll be more next week in your local paper. Check it out, okay? This is the week that was on the radio and in the paper. Dave Edmonds is on the way.
Have you ever wondered?
It's gotta be Barclay. Music for Gray City, B-R-M-B, Ian Hardy.
AirCheckDownloads.com.